Welcome to the podcast, everybody. As always, we like you to do a couple things. First, go to Facebook, like and share the Facebook page. Second, go to Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Then you head over to iTunes, you rate the podcast, review the podcast, and also subscribe to said podcast. Let's get it started, Cody.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's show, everybody.
Everybody.
So, yeah. Hello.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
So,
let's make this quick.
We're just talking about Independence Day 4.
2.
Yeah, but it says ID 4.
ID 4, 2.
So I always thought it was Independence Day 4 for some reason.
Yeah, it's the fourth one. This is the sequel to the fourth one.
Oh, but really, though, you guys watched it.
But not the
fifth one. You
want
to give a quick overview over if it was god-awful like I suspected?
It was not god-awful.
It was not god-awful at all. The worst I will say, there's two bad things that I can say about it. One, it was a little bit more cheesy than the first one. You have to admit.
I watched the first one before I went inside.
Yeah, but that's
more than is
time frame cheesy, though.
In a way.
But it's not bad. Like, it's not horrible. It's not horrible cheesy.
When you say cheesy, you're talking about the love stuff, right? Like the relationship stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And the only problem that I had with it is it felt like a 6-hour movie condensed into 2 hours or whatever it
things
was.
Happened quickly, yes.
So things just happened quickly. Like there wasn't at least there wasn't any point in it that I can remember where those scenes that I absolutely hate where they just suddenly jump cut to somewhere else and they're like for no reason why they're there. Everything was explained. It's just that it felt like, you know, we're going to attack them, and then suddenly they're attacking them. And it's like, you know, it was just
cut
really,
to the chase.
Exactly. It was just really sped.
Get it
was
it,
just
aliens.
Really sped up. You know, the time that it seemed to take things was just really quick. Like when Mini Thor,
Baby Thor,
flew down to the moon to just pick up
from the moon.
Or down from the from the moon to pick up Jeff Goldblum.
You guys explained it though.
No, they explained it.
You just made me hate this movie.
I'm not saying.
Why?
Just the idea of somebody's on the moon. They just had to go fly down real quick and pick somebody up.
But that's like, what I'm.
But in context, it makes sense.
I know, but
you're just a hater. Just, it's fine.
Yeah, for this movie, for sure.
I know you're waiting for Ghostbusters. Go ahead.
And I'm saying that it made sense. It just felt like, oh, I need to go pick him up. I picked him up. Then we're back on the moon. And it was just kind of like, oh, okay. Like, it was just really quick, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, at least they give you a reason why they can do it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's not one of those things where, like, they don't tell you about
the
super fantastic engines they have. They're just like, hey, you know, boom. You know,
we got
at least,
space
and
planes
they,
now.
Because
space planes.
Most anything that they did, they actually precursored it. In a way, like they foreshadowed it,
which was really good. I love that because at least it explains it explains things, and B, it doesn't treat your audience like a bunch of fucking retards, you know. And you don't have to go into too much detail with things. Yep, we got new engines, hyperdrive. Figured that shit out. Done.
It does make sense that even from the first main trailer that they released, they've made reference of, like, we've been studying their technology, and now we can do all this cool shit.
Which
know,
is
like
actually,
that.
It's funny, because that's not even the whole premise of it. They reverse-engineered their technology. It's not like they're like, okay, see what they did here, we can tweak this. Like, they literally went like, all right, so how does this work? And they broke it down, and they're like, we rebuild it. Like, it wasn't those things like that adapted our technology to it. Mm. They literally rebuilt their technology just on Earth.
Yeah.
And on the moon. And apparently on Saturn, which is a random...
Yeah, just outside
random,
of Saturn. Yeah.
Oh no, they said it was on Saturn. Remember, they said their security base on Saturn.
No, they said Saturn's. They never said it was on.
No,
Saturn.
No, they didn't. Because they said the rings around Saturn got messed up, and they lost the security base on Saturn. That's what they said.
I don't think so.
That's what they said.
I don't think so.
They reference, the Will Smith's character. They basically just
they had
died
a picture
in
of
a
him.
Test. Flight.
Yeah, and again, that
they
was
really
something
well,
else
job.
that was handled really well because they didn't spend a whole lot of time on explaining it, but they worked it into the story enough to where you understood what had happened.
And it wasn't one of those things where they're like, oh yeah, you know, your dad was this ace pilot, you know, technically it wasn't his dad.
Yeah,
it was, or not his father, it was his stepdad. But like they didn't dwell on it a lot. They mentioned it once, and like all it was he was walking into the White House, into the Oval Office. And there's a big picture of him because he's obviously one of the guys that saved the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a a picture of him from that movie or an older picture of him?
No, it's it was like cool. It was a
presidential painting of him standing like what looks like on like a flight deck.
Yeah.
Like he's got his foot up on something and he's holding his helmet like you would like you see like when you see pictures of the Blue Angels pilots.
Yeah.
It's like that, but there's like a painting of it, you know. And then someone says, "Your dad would be proud of you," and that was like basically it.
Yeah.
So they didn't show the wreckage, anything like that. And then the rest of it is like I get what Joe's saying about like, the time frame. It just seems like so much happened in the movie that it could have been three.
Yeah.
Movies. Easily could have been three movies. But it wasn't. The cool thing about it though is they kind of gave you a reason why there's so much stuff going on in this one, because we got a snippet of what happened in the first movie. We saw the battle, but what you end up finding out is all those other ships, like, oh yeah, they got destroyed, but they didn't get destroyed. They crashed, and there's alive aliens on the ships, and so there's battles going on the planet between aliens and humans. And one of the biggest ones was in Africa, because there was a drilling machine there, a spaceship that was drilling a hole into our crust. And so like the African nation that was there were fighting them, and they killed them off. And that's when the part where you see where they had the spears with the alien skulls on them is because they're literally like warding off other, you know, like they do like in hunting tribes and stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope. We like straight up just jacked a lot of their technology. We didn't like make new guns. We literally took the guns out of the ships and used their guns, and you can tell because it doesn't have like human grips.
Yeah,
they're like ovals where your hands kind of fits in, and there's like this oversized trigger type thing. You know, it was pretty cool.
But the CG in the movie was absolutely fantastic, absolutely
super fantastic.
Let's see what else. I know you had a problem with the giant alien that you see in the trailer.
Yeah.
That ends up being only one specific alien, and that's the queen alien, or the, what they call it, the harvester?
Harvester Queen.
Harvester Queen.
Boss alien?
That thing was 20 stories tall. Had to be.
Easily.
It's absolutely fantastic looking. And, you?
The only reason I still kind of want to see it, like I'm going to see it eventually, I'm just not going to pay to see it because I don't think it looks good, is Jeff Goldblum. I think his character was fantastic in the first one, like one of my favorite movie characters. How'd he translate after all this time?
I think he relatively stayed the same. I say relatively because it seems like...
They focus less on him too.
Well, I think Jeff Goldblum himself... just over the years has oddly become more Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Like you see the apartment.com commercials. Yeah.
I feel like he's playing himself now every time you see him.
Exactly. And it does kind of feel like that, but I don't think he was bad at all.
Brett Spiner was still the best part.
Oh, Brett Spiner was absolutely hilarious, dude. The relationship between him and his partner. Oh my God. You're dying. Who's going to remind me to wear pants?
Yeah, it was it played really well, just because it didn't try to set up new stuff. I mean, it did set up new stuff, but it didn't try to reinvent the movie. But it did feel differently enough from the first one, but still very similar.
Is ID4-3 coming?
They hinted very well at something. ID
Resurrection.
I love because Brent Spiner's character. One of the things that this revolves around is the idea that the aliens are coming back for revenge, but it's actually not that.
Yeah.
What happens at the beginning is that another alien race shows up just as the human race completed this anti-alien gun on the moon.
It's essentially the same weapon that they use to destroy our buildings. We just modified it to be a turret.
Yeah.
Mm.
And anyway, so this thing shows up out of this dope-ass fucking wormhole right on the moon. And they're like, oh, shit, shoot it. So fucking shot it.
Because that's
what
we
do. Blew it up. And later, and that's that signal that it sent out is what drew the aliens in, because later on you find out, spoilers, anybody, that...
Jeff Goldblum's an alien.
Jeff Goldblum's... an alien from
Cthulhu. Fly alien? An alien fly?
No, fly alien. As in like yo, that dude's fly, but he's an alien.
Yeah. no, so you find out later in the movie that that alien, which is actually a machine, these people had evolved high enough where they were able to transfer their consciences from squishy bodies into machines, so Lawnmower Man themselves. And
Jeff ate it up.
Right? And they're the only species left that knew how to defeat, like, the had the technology to defeat these aliens, but they lost their war with them. Okay. And so when it ends, Brett Spiner's character
handshake,
had been...
Alien handshake? No hard feelings? Handshake.
No hard feelings? High five? Okay. No,
we
so...
team up to battle robots in the third one?
Actually, it's robots with us fighting aliens.
Yeah, ooh. So the thing, the alien shows up at the beginning because it knows that that the harvesters know that we're there. So it wants to rescue as many people as possible and take it back to the secret planet where it's been, where it's, because it's the last one of its race. It's been
pulling other races
that are in the way of these aliens in order to try and save them. But obviously we shot it down because that's what we do.
Because we shoot America. First and ask questions never.
Yeah. But anyway, so
America.
So it obviously says, hey, the human race is, you know, the most unique race in the whole entire universe. And it begins to, and this is at the end of the movie where Brett Spiner's character is like, oh my God, they know how to build all this technology. We're going to help them build this technology and take the fight to them. And that's kind of where the movie ended.
So they set up for a sequel where we're going to fucking space.
Mm.
Independence Day on your asses. It's probably not the name of the third one.
But no.
In space.
In space.
Independence 3.
ID 43.
With a vengeance.
Ooh. Put Bruce Willis in it.
No, I'm okay with that. He's kind of gotten a little crazy.
Yeah. Lately.
A little.
He hasn't become racist yet, though, so that's good for us.
Real quick, favorite role Jeff Goldblum's played?
The Fly.
Ooh, favorite role that Jeff Goldblum has played. That's a hard one to throw on a person.
Yeah.
Because Fly's not bad. Hard. It's hard to throw on a person. Yeah, it is.
I think you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to throw it in a person.
Right.
You got 2.8 seconds to decide if you're going to be a toaster strudel or a
My knee-jerk reaction is Jurassic Park. But that's...
One. Oh, one.
I would rather take his character from Jurassic Park 3 than 2.
Yeah, I was gonna say he wasn't in the third one, but that's just because in all honesty, that's the biggest movie that I can think of that he's been in. It's the most recent one I've seen too.
What? Jurassic Park,
that he's been in, yeah. So Jurassic Park and obviously Independence Day.
Oh, I was like, 2. You just watched one with him in it.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
But when you're talking about favorite Jeff Goldblum movies, that. Because what else has there been? There's been Cocoon. There's been... Wasn't he in Cocoon? No, that was...
You're thinking of The Fly.
No, I'm not thinking of The Fly. There's
that thing that looks like a cocoon that he gets out of.
Body Snatchers? The fuck was it? Can I just say Dirty Harry? Dirty Harry.
Yeah, Jackal? He was awesome. Dirty Harry.
He was in Dirty Harry.
I know, but he was awesome in Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
You know,
Michael, answer your own goddamn question.
Right?
Holy Man.
Really?
No.
That's your fucking answer? You're about to get kicked the fuck out this morning.
Mine's Independence Day. I loved them in Independence Day.
Independence Day was
mine great. Would be the, in order, the top three would be The Fly, Jurassic Park, and then Independence Day. Interchangeable with the second one because he's essentially the same thing.
He's in Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of people in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah,
I
don't know that at all.
The list of that the people in that movie is kind of astounding.
He's starting his comeback right now, man.
Didn't realize he was in Call of Duty as well.
But he's starting his like big.
He's never been one of those guys where like I expected to see him in everything, but he should be because he's awesome.
Okay, so there's Jurassic Park, Independence Day. It was one of his earlier movies.
Crank Yankers.
Oh, that's awful. Transylvania 65,000.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Movie's amazing. What are you talking about?
No, the fucking poster that they have for it on IMDb just looks awful.
Was it the Tombstone? Is it the Tombstone with the two heads?
No. No, it's him and some other guy.
Ed Begley Jr.?
Might be.
He's the other person in it, so hopefully. If it's not, the poster's the only
Justice. There's just those two? That's it?
Those are the main two, yeah. And the whole movie? And then What's Her Face?
It's an awkward movie.
Fuck yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Transylvania 65,000 is one of the best movies that a lot of people don't know about.
It's true. Plus, it sounds like a movie you just made up. But it's not. We didn't make that shit up. If we did, we'd be awesome.
Kramer's in it.
Kramer is in it, and he's not racist in it yet.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Batshit crazy. And Gina Davis is smoking hot in that movie,
yeah.
too. Like, goddamn.
Like, goddamn, goddamn.
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying? Heard yeah. that.
Said that.
Yes, I know what you are saying.
You picking up what I'm putting down?
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So, next up, random ass news. Because Joe loves space so much, and he just watched ID4 too.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Netflix.
Game of Thrones finale.
Netflix just announced they're doing Lost in Space.
Yep.
A series or a movie?
Series.
13 one-hour episodes, people. So what we're going to do for you
we're not.
Is we're going to tell you what the cast is.
No.
Yeah.
No. Only because I'm going to say no. Only because your first choice is going to be Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc
is going to play everybody.
It's going to Oompa Loompa that shit and be in every.
They're going to paint him orange?
It was the one Oompa Loompa played all the Oompa Loompas.
What's the name of the Oompa Loompa guy?
The one Oompa Loompa from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That one.
Fair enough. Okay.
I think his name was Frank.
It's Frank.
Frank?
Yeah. His name was Frank.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with Frank. Frank who played all of the Oompa Loompas in Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Frank's got range.
Frank does have range. He was in Transformers 2.
He's got CGI range.
He is not CGI in Transformers 2. He was a gate.
That's
border
right.
Pass
I forgot
guard.
About that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
God, damn.
It was a big year for that guy.
Yeah.
Not a big guy, but he had a big year.
Yeah. You want to go? Never mind. All right. What's next?
I have a feeling that was going to be something awful.
It was going to be.
It was going to probably be that pretty awful. I mean, there's not a whole lot. Matt, your buddy Miles Teller's in a new boxing movie with
not
Sean
my
Bean.
Buddy. I don't like that guy.
But you said you did like that guy.
No, I'm pretty sure you did.
I do not like him.
Miles
sure
Teller?
You, say.
You like that guy?
Why are you telling me I like
You
I
said you like that guy.
I never have. Play it back. Never once, I promise you.
Pretty sure you said that.
I find him very annoying, and I don't watch his movies.
He was a good
one. That's awful. I'm scrolling through the list of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Tim Burton one, and so there's this lady who has an uncredited role as Woman in the Shop. Aiko Horuchi?
So butchered, is that what you're trying to say? You butchered that lady's last name.
Completely butchered that last name. But the image that they use for her looks like she was the ghost from
The Ring.
The Ring or whatever the...
Joke's on you, that is the ghost from The Ring.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty awful. Who's she play? Who else? Oh, shit, The Ring. Just kidding. It didn't show. Tarzan's in the way. The Grudge.
The Grudge.
I bet that's a promotional picture for The Grudge is what they use for her headshot. That's hilarious.
It's even better. It's not... The Grudge 1. It showed
three.
Grudge 3.
I know.
God damn it, where did it go? What the fuck is this?
Most underrated grudge of all the grudges.
No, sir.
I don't know.
Grudge 3, Divorce Court.
Grudge dun, with dun. The Vengeance.
Did you guys see the pictures of the new Spider-Man suit?
Nope.
It looks a lot like the one we saw from Civil War, but has weird black lines on the legs, which looks like they're CG marks for other stuff.
Wings? Is it going to have wings? Web wings?
We don't know yet, because all we saw is him standing next to a cement cylinder, and inside of a cement cylinder, and I'm gonna
imagine if they do web rings though,
how like the gliding crazy. Ones.
Yeah,
dope.
That would be pretty dope.
You'd be like, hold on,
do it. I mean, they made 1,000 fucking Spider-Man movies. They might as well
spider axe. Different...
It smells so spidery.
Gross.
This is not the best smell. He's like, I did not think about this. Plus, he has a time limit because that shit disintegrates. So he's like, well, I better get the flying now. Or gliding, well, technically.
Joke's on you, so does Axe.
Gross. I hope it does. Axe can't wash it off. Fuck.
That would explain a lot. You ever known somebody that wore Axe?
Yeah, Mark McDowell.
And, like, they would be in a place for a while and then walk away, and yet and that smell place, it just, like...
Smells like Mark McDowell. I can only
imagine that it's just a smell cloud.
We used to say it was the British in him, just, like, staying in one area, like the fog.
Oh, that makes sense, British. Too. But it's absolutely awful.
British?
Because he's... Yeah, because it's the...
He was British, yeah.
Yeah. When he got drunk, his accent came out. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he didn't have the regular limey accent.
But, nah, he's because him and his sister grew up here in the Chicago area. But when they get around their family, it starts getting heavy. Mm-hmm. But when he gets drunk, it comes out too. It's fucking hilarious.
Nice.
Yeah. Super funny to me, at least. Let's see. Inferno's coming to IMAX, Joe.
Inferno.
Nope. Tom Hanks, third movie in the line of Robert Langdon movies.
Mm.
Like the less adventurous Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, it's pretty adventurous, but it's not pretty as.
Adventurous.
He just needs a set of Nazis to fight against instead Dan of just Brown religious series. People. Yep. Let's see. Nickelodeon's bringing a bunch of their 90s cartoons to Comic-Con. That's pretty cool.
They just bring in the... You can watch them?
No, they have some big announcement they're doing there.
We're going to launch an on-demand service for Nickelodeon.
Done.
Would you watch that?
Yep. All day, every day. Ah, man, we're still like Legends 2 years away from Temple. That space or the Lost in Space series, too. It says here it's scheduled for 2018.
Well, they only have the two writers and the...
that's fine. I thought they were like... I thought it was one of those things where like... That just came out, and they're like already getting ready to go in like pre-production. I know they're like, we just got our two head writers and this showrunner guy. We're gonna pick the rest of the writing staff very soon. I thought it was one of those things where like, hey, by the way, we're doing a Lost in Space series, and we're done writing it, so we're gonna start casting soon. But it's not.
No.
Damn. I thought it was gonna be one of those things like, hey, we're this so far, you're gonna see this next year. Not, hey, we're so far, we're gonna start shooting it next year.
Yeah.
Dummies.
Maybe.
Well, Netflix, thanks for teasing that for me.
All right, just flicking the tip.
Yep. Not even softly. There's like, with the fingernail out.
Oh, right.
Bunch of bitches. Mike just grimaced at the worst face. Gross. He's the one that said it.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like I'm a monster?
Yeah, it's me.
Preacher got renewed for a second season.
Woo! I've only seen the first episode. It was absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I've seen every episode. I'm up to date. I'm ready to go.
Liar!
That is a lie.
Shame.
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 Shame. Shame
this man.
You're a phony.
Hey, everybody. He's a phony.
Like I said earlier, I would like to watch and get caught up, but...
Let's break down your logic real quick.
There's no avenue for me to get these episodes that have already came
let's
out.
Let's break down your logic of...
I'm pretty sure it's on demand.
I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean you don't know what that is?
I feel like that's just a made-up word that you... Like, on demand? Like, what is that even? Doesn't make sense.
It's actually two words?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
even
cocks,
more so.
Cocks,
less
they
sense.
Squish them together. So
well, I mean,
on demand.
Don't ever talk about swishing your cocks together.
But I'm. Yes.
They're docking words.
The D slips easily into the.
Yikes.
The little leg of the N goes whoop, right into the D, middle of the D.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's my bad. So. That's that. That's other stuff. Star Trek's in a couple weeks. Commercials are starting to hit the TVs.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Right?
Unfortunately, so is Ghostbusters.
I'm still going to go see it.
I know you are.
When does it... What's the release date on it?
Don't even bring it up.
I love how Cody gets so... Like,
July 15th.
Really emotional about stuff that he doesn't like.
July 15th. 15th.
Because it's so on my dramatic. Birthday.
How dare something happens on my birthday and I'm like, ugh.
Wow,
fucking
dick.
Emo queer.
Oh, he's gone full Spider-Man 3.
My hair's not black.
No one wants to go full Spider-Man 3. No one should go full Spider-Man 3. I still want to see it. I want to see how well it does.
Okay.
I just remember you shitting on some movies that you never even saw, and they ended up being actually being pretty good.
One.
Yeah. Planet of the Apes.
Technically two, Hercules.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that movie a lot, actually.
So.
Because it was like borderline campy, but super fun.
So you can say that you don't want to see it, but I mean, don't say that it's going to be an awful movie. It looks like it could be an awful movie. Yes.
Still going to say it. Man, you can't stop me from saying it.
The row on the hater pants. I can drink some hater haterade.
It's just how overly dramatic you are about things.
Because I love Ghostbusters.
And I continue to love Ghostbusters. I do. It's not changing anything about Ghostbusters,
though.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not at all. It is. That Blu-ray that you have of it now is going to be the same fucking Blu-ray you have of it when this movie comes out. Like, it's not going to change anything.
Well,
unless they come out with a different Blu-ray.
Yeah, then unless they well, yeah, if they go back and they edit in
CG
the new cast into the old one, then you could be pissed.
Well, then I wouldn't buy it because I already have the one I like.
George Lucas somehow got a hold of the rights for it.
Through Wi-Fi, he changed them.
We didn't have the technology to make women lead actresses back then. So we've gone back and CG'd them in.
Did they do like they did in Star Wars? They just put their faces over the other ones? Like it's Dan Aykroyd's body with what's-her-name's face?
No. It's like full CG'd, like... Jabba the Hutt inside of...
I think it's just them walking around in the background also helping.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Seinfeld vision?
Yeah. Exactly.
And they just add Jerry Seinfeld into something?
Yeah, exactly.
There's people talking in front of a tennis game. He just walks by?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or if they have to green screen them and they have to try to make the same moves so they can superimpose them over the top of each other. So if... Like one goes, woo, and flays his arm. One of them has to flay their arms in the exact same pattern and then just match it up. That's it. One of them has to hit on Sigourney Weaver.
They
superimpose Thor over Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. And
that'd be awkward.
Who's going to be over the top of Rick Moranis?
They keep those two the same.
Or is it going to be Rick Moranis and Sigourney Weaver or Thor making out to make the dogs?
Yeah. You see Thor, I am the gatekeeper.
They just take scenes from Thor.
A big-ass key. Yeah. Hitting people with it.
Are you the key master?
This was good. I want another.
And that's how he gets out of
the dog. They keep Rick Moranis as the key master. Yep. I am the key master.
I'm Vince Corto.
Did you see the Huntsman sequel?
No.
Never saw it either.
I don't want to see it.
It looked like a mess because it was... It was literally told, like, it was literally the premise of the movie was part of its prequel and part of its sequel.
Yeah.
So, like, there's events that happen in it at the beginning of the movie. Like, literally half of the movie is this happens before Snow White.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This half happens after. So, it's like, what you should do is watch the first ass movie. We'll pause it, go home, watch the Snow White and the Huntsman, then come on back, let us know, and we'll play the rest of the movie for you. Whole movie.
At least I don't have to worry about film projectors burning up then.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Mainly because they don't release film anymore.
Exactly.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They're like, we'll pause the film.
We'll pause the film. Film.
I've seen what happens when you pause a film.
Yep.
It's half a picture.
I don't think that was supposed to happen.
That audio was awful. We forgot to turn off the audio. Our bad. Or when we saw Beowulf the first time. The projector stops where the audio goes. We're like... Oops. Sounds cool.
The train kind scene of. Bond movie before.
It was,
where it just cuts out right at
Skyfall,
the darkest part.
Right?
Yeah,
Skyfall.
Yeah.
Right before he's like almost getting hit by the train, it cuts off. We're like,
what happened?
God damn it!
Because it was cut. Like it happened so well, we literally thought it was a cut in the movie, and then it just stayed black for so long. We're just like, no, I think this is broken.
Yeah,
something's bad.
You start to get up and you hear something, you sit back down. You're like, no.
What happened? No, yeah, no.
But then you don't want to be the asshole that gets up and goes out. You're like, someone else going to do it? Because it was a pretty packed theater. We're like, someone else going to do it?
Cody, go.
Am I going to do it?
You get down to the bottom of the steps.
Starts
and Daniel Craig's like, I got you, bitch.
Get back in your seat, stupid. Like, You know, Craig called me stupid.
That was awesome.
Has the movie ever played a prank like that on somebody?
That'd not be great. Enough. There was I know
movies talk to the audience a lot.
Yeah. There was the prank that they pulled on audiences for the new Captain America movie. Where they thought they were going in to see clips from upcoming movies, basically not trailers, but clips, and then ends up being Captain America Civil War with Chris Evans and two other people in tow.
Well, that's,
yeah, so they showed a clip, the whole movie.
Yeah, they're like, so what happens in this is, this is a clip from the new Captain America movie, and they started it, and it was just the movie. They played the trailer, and they're like, what'd you think? And when the lights came back up, it was Chris Evans holding the microphone. And he's like, so what do you guys think of the clip so far? And they're like, what? And he's like, we're going to watch the whole thing. And then they played the whole movie.
You know what would have been great? If they play the whole thing and then turn it off at the last 15 minutes. It was like, all right, well, that was the clip. You guys come back. It opens up on the next week. And they're like, and just flip them off as they walk
so
out.
So much rage. Although if I got flipped off by Chris Evans, I think that'd be pretty fun.
Captain America gave you the double finger. We're like, all right.
It was worth it.
Fair enough.
I'll take it from Captain America, not one of you fat slobs.
Yeah.
Talking to the people who run those things, because a lot of them are fat slobs. Let's see. What else? Any other big news?
Nothing I can think of.
Not really. We're just getting ready for the summer movies.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones ended.
Oh, did you see that Michael Bay released a new Transformer, or is doing a new Transformer? Some sort of goofy, dopey-looking...
That's not a new Transformer, sir. That's Skeeter.
Skeeter, yeah.
But he just enraged his fucking Transformer nerd.
People are upset about it.
That's what I was getting at. People are upset about it.
Yeah, people are, like, super upset about it. You ever watch GoBots? We've talked about this before. You ever watch GoBots? Nah. It's really hard to explain then, because there's the way they made him look, it looks just like a character from GoBots.
Yeah,
and it's like in GoBots there's this, I can't remember the name of him, GoBots, this little red scooter, and he was like the nerd of the bunch. He was like smaller than everybody, and like he was like the comic relief in a way. It's exactly how this looks. It's like an old Vespa looking scooter with a robot face on the front of it.
Yep.
Like a goofy robot face. I'll pull up the picture. People are mad. People are fucking losing their minds. Michael Bay's ruining my childhood.
Again? Michael Bay has been ruining childhoods apparently forever.
Been doing it really well, yeah. No,
By the way,
without even seeing the movie. Up,
no, he hasn't.
Without even seeing the movie, they're already saying, like, they're comparing it to the other weird characters that he's introduced into the Transformers, like the two admittedly racist
stock cars.
Yeah,
racist or English. If you're English, you can't be racist.
No, not those ones. The ones from two. I can't remember their names.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, and then they're saying, oh, you know, the Transformers, the balls joke that they made in two as well, and... Yeah,
and the fact that Bumblebee peed on somebody, like,
yeah,
everyone feels okay with that, though.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying is, like, they're already judging this character just by the way he looks.
The internet. That's what happens.
Yeah,
that's why the internet was invented.
And then we get all the people that are, you know, apparently their childhoods were like the golden age.
They were the best
of the, you know, their lives.
Everybody's childhood has been ruined by Michael Bay.
Yep.
He's just going to stick around another 10, 15 years to get these current fucking kids.
Right?
He's going to make the Adventure Time movie.
Yeah.
And he's going to make it a transgender hero.
I'm okay with that.
They're ruining everything.
With their possum sidekick.
Nah.
It's not a cat or a dog. It's a possum. His powers of play dead.
Because of the writing staff and the fact that everyone kind of knows that they fucked up on the last one,
so badly.
I'm very interested in this one.
The writing staff alone makes me interested in what's going to happen.
Right.
And obviously the writing staff has zero input on what visually anything looks like. I mean, they can write a description.
Everything looked great.
In the new stuff, like with Skeeter and stuff, like you can throw that in there, like, but you can't, like, you're excited to see what the writing staff can do.
Interested.
are interested in, you know, see what they do.
Because we're looking at people like Robert Kirkman.
Yeah, like there's real people, like people that you are kind of excited to hear. Like, that's why it's weird that with all this new writing power, like, it, granted, he might not even be involved in this particular one.
But just the fact that his name is thrown in there, yeah, and you know that he has some sort of input into it. I mean, for those who don't know Robert Kirkman, he's...
Stop listening to our show.
Wow.
Now, I was gonna let me finish.
I was going to educate.
Then go back and read some things.
No, you said that in hate. There was a period there.
It's red.
Tell the people. Tell the people.
The Walking Dead.
What's The Walking Dead?
What's The Walking Dead?
I don't know if I know that show.
It's another show I'm not going to fucking watch.
Just so you guys
know. Mike's philosophy.
Yeah, okay. Mike's philosophy is sound,
he wants, flawed. He wants to wait 3 seasons before he gets into a show.
But
there's so many episodes.
Yeah. It's just so hard to catch up. It's
hard to catch up.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I hate, you know how many times I've watched a show and it got canceled? And I'm like, well, fuck, man. Now I'm all emotionally like Almost Human? Shit. Anyway. You watch a show and you get like emotionally invested in it and you want to see what happens and it gets canceled. Well, that's why I sit back a little bit, wait for the show, you know, that are going to carry on a couple years, and then watch them. But the problem I found with my logic is after like 3 seasons of TV shows, that's way too much fucking TV to catch up on. I don't want to do it. So I'm not going to watch anything ever again. I'm going to watch reruns on the Cooking Channel, reruns of No Reservations, and live sports. That's all I'm going to watch for the rest of my life because it's just too much work to try to. And then Netflix. Whatever comes out on Netflix, they got to figure it out. If it comes out on Netflix,
because they give you the ability to just watch it when you want.
Watch the whole damn thing.
You can watch the whole damn thing, or you can space it out like I do.
Over months and years.
Have you finished Daredevil season 2?
No.
Okay.
Have you gone back to watch season 2?
No.
Okay.
So what episode are you on Daredevil season 2?
The one with the Punisher.
He doesn't remember.
Three?
No.
I think
you're I don't four? Know. I honestly don't remember the episode number, but it's the one where the last one I left off on was the one where the Punisher kidnaps Daredevil. They're on top of that building.
Oh, shit.
And he gets pretty fucked up. So the next episode would be the one where he's in the hospital. Nice. I just don't know what episode number that is. I want to say it was like just shy of halfway through.
To be fair, though, I did finally finish season 2 of The Flash.
You so did. Boom. You did.
Boom. Okay. Once I set my mind to that, it only took me about a week and a half.
I haven't finished season 1.
Shocker.
You should really. Season 1's the best.
I'm not saying it wasn't. TV. I was. And I know I told you guys. Season 2 is
pretty fucking great, too. Yeah. Like, it's just as good, I think.
I know I told you guys a story is that, you know, I started running and it's on Netflix. I was like, that's so awesome. You know, you can watch a show, The Flash, about running while running on a treadmill. So it was pretty fun. Then I stopped running and I stopped watching the show.
Can't watch anymore. Nope. I don't feel part of the show anymore.
Started lifting heavy weights, and now all he can watch is Pumping Iron.
Mm-hmm.
And Oldie runs the Hulk.
Oldie runs the Hulk.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
Any episode of the Spider-Man show that had a Hulk in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
New and old.
That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. There's a Red Hulk in the new Spider-Man show. Not on these anymore. And then also he's in the Hulk Smash, the Agents of Smash, too. Bunch of Hulks in that one.
Right. Ultimate Spider-Man was pretty good. I watched the first season of that on Netflix.
I saw it was on there. I haven't watched it yet.
It's pretty good.
Does that have
it's got
did it have Danny Glover's?
No. That's the show that he's on. Season 1 didn't have him.
Oh, season 1 wasn't. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was on for season 1. How many seasons are there?
I want to say there's 4 on Netflix.
Of course there is.
But that was the Voltron show. I still haven't watched it yet
on Netflix. So fantastic.
How many episodes was it?
Technically 11.
Technically, pilot plus 10 episodes.
Yeah, so the pilot is 3 episodes in one. Okay. They make it like a movie, which I don't understand why. Because like
old school,
it's on Netflix. You know what I mean? Like it's
yeah, but you have to make a pilot of it just to shop it around, and then they probably
get no, no, Netflix it's 3 episodes. Like it's three episodes. Not okay. three episodes long. It's like...
No, I know. I get what you're saying. It's three episodes that the show is one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, these don't have the credits in between
It's like a mini movie.
Yep.
But or actually, they should just remove all the credits from all of them. Let me watch it straight through.
That's the best thing about
That would be awesome.
Apple TV. It jumps ahead. If the beginning scenes or credit scenes beforehand, it jumps it.
But I mean, like, if I know I'm going to be binging movies or binging shows, and I just hit, like, they
walk
can
out the windows.
It could literally be like a button that just says binge from the last episode you were on, and it jumps past the opening credits and jumps past foregoes the closing credits
because there's some things that like have the opening credits after a stinger scene.
No, I know it would be built. It'd be like, you know, like Netflix puts this up. So Daredevil.
Netflix needs to take one season of their. They can take Daredevil season one, take all the credits out of it, and air it in a special deluxe version of Daredevil season one. That's just a straight shot.
Yeah.
Ooh, what
what he's saying though is like, I like that because if you like, for example, like Daredevil has like this super long, dramatic intro. If you could just...
And nobody's watching those one episode at a time.
Yeah, if you like, say like you hit the binge button or whatever, like or play all.
One episode at a time.
The first episode you watch would have the credits, and then everything after would not have the credits.
No.
The only problem is, because it's still designed like a TV show, guest stars are added in, and the directors are different sometimes.
You just make an ultimate credits list at the end.
It's true.
Yeah.
Fucking 9 hours of credits at the end of a fucking 13-minute episode.
Well, most of
those
people are going to be the same, so blah, 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 blah. And just when you have an extra person in there, it's
because you're not far enough in
episode
season two.
You know.
There's so many people in season two. It's ridiculous. Like, not to, like, go away from that. Like, the cab driver guy with sticks.
No.
You see him in one episode, and you're like, oh, this dude's going to be cool as fuck. Never seen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what the fuck, man? That dude was super badass. Like, he's like, oh, I'm training with, and then, like, nothing. That was really bizarre.
We'll see sticks again, though.
Was that a spoiler?
Yeah, it
did
was.
You just Cody me?
No, yeah, I didn't say anything. You see, you don't know what that means, though.
Oh, I don't know what slicing your thumb across your throat means.
Yeah.
Yeah, it obviously means that he's making a happy face.
From ear to ear.
From ear to ear.
But you don't know, does he die? Does he kill somebody? What happens?
Does he get killed by somebody?
You don't know what that spoiler was.
Was it a kill, die, somebody?
Yeah, maybe.
That last one made no sense. So it's definitely that one.
All right.
We'll say this. Somebody dies.
And somebody gets killed.
Again.
Dun, dun, dun. It makes that noise, too, which I thought was kind of weird.
It was super out of place. And then the clapping at the end, I was like, why is there a laugh track only with one scene?
Why is there a live studio audience in the last scene of this
show? For one scene. Well,
filmed before a live studio audience, Daredevil.
This one scene out in an alley of New York.
People are laughing. They have to pause for the laughter.
He's like, and they're like, ah, and he's,
okay.
Someone out there on the internet, make a laugh track version of one episode of Daredevil. I want to see what it looks like.
It's probably completely awful because there's not a whole lot to laugh about.
That's
in
why
that,
I
want to
see
shows.
It. Because like the super
after
sad
every
points.
Kill.
Yeah.
Actually,
when
Electra
comes back, there's a gas audience gasp noise.
Fucking Mystery Science Theater.
And then later on in the season, when like you start to like him. It's like that cheering when Kramer shows up, you know, like everyone's like, yeah, because he was before he was racist.
Isn't that weird? Isn't it like when you go back and watch TV shows, it's so fucking weird how they've changed over the times. I watched, I watch Seinfeld all the time when it's on. I just got to kill some time.
Mm-hmm.
I always watch Seinfeld, so I've gotten pretty used to that. But it is weird when a character comes on screen and the audience cheers and they have to pause momentarily.
Yeah.
And like they always have to have that pause. And I'm like, that is so fucking weird. Because, like, you imagine AMC doing a show like that now where like every time Daryl Dixon comes on TV on Walking Dead, there's applause and they gotta wait and the zombie's sitting there like just waiting.
He's like
until it calms down, then he could deliver his one liner and shoot him in the fucking head.
Like, and then goes to black next scene.
They'd have to add another like 3 minutes to every episode, just give audience appreciation time.
Right.
But even like I watched some old episodes of Taxi the other day. Is that right? Taxi? DeVito's old show?
I wasn't there, so yeah, maybe. It might be DeVito's old show, yes.
Yeah. Taxi. Okay, yeah, it was that one. And I was like, man, that's really, it's like Seinfeld was, but way exaggerated. Like,
right.
Like they almost, like at one point, you could see like people who are acting looking out into the crowd and like their eye level changing. You could tell like Tony Danza was in a background of the scene and I'm watching Tony Danza and his eyes are darting around. I'm like, what the fuck is he looking at? And so I rewound it and I watched it like 3 times and he has nothing to do with the scene. He's just almost out of frame. And I think he thought he was out of frame because he's just sitting there looking, looks a couple more over, stops, kind of like rolls his eyes a little bit, looks down. I'm like, he's just spotting people in the audience. Like,
no, he's just finding out who he wants to have sex with.
Yeah,
there's, back a, there's then, a PA yeah. on the side, and they're like, he's like,
gonna do her, gonna do he's, her. He's loose like, the pigtails, and we're gonna talk.
Row 3, seat 18.
It's like,
that was really weird.
It's like
though.
A concert.
It threw me off. I couldn't just watch the show. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
You're supposed to be professional, Tony Danza.
But the pauses no are really brutal, though, dude. Like, you know, like DeVito like delivers a line and the crowd's like,
he's
like,
have to wait for the
and
response.
He's
got to
stay there, like, because DeVito's character would always yell at everybody in that show, and he would have to sit there and with this mean look on his face, waiting for the audience to die down so he can keep yelling at somebody. I was like, oh god, please never film TV shows in front of people again.
Right.
Just laugh tracks. That way you can control it. You have 2 seconds to wait.
But the exact same 2 second laugh track. Like no difference on it whatsoever.
It's always the same laugh track?
Yeah, always. Yeah. Always.
It's and the same it's, exact it's, laugh. It's like there's always three, one obnoxious
like 3 person.
Seconds
yeah. tops. Yeah, and it's tagged by a real weird, obnoxious, loud, high pitched laugh.
It starts
so
off
every
just,
time you
just,
hear it, you always end it on that one.
You always hear it and it like starts off it's like and then you're like, and it's like you're like, Jesus, this fucking
it's always
guy.
The last one it's to always peter the out. One, the one, yeah. Always the last one to peter out too.
Peter
out.
yeah. What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, it was a short episode this week, guys. Not a lot was going on.
Division time.
Division. Yeah. When we well, serious. We should all bring everything over and just play the Division for a podcast.
So you can hear us yell?
Yeah, you hear us talk shit. You can get the. We'll do like
you
two,
hear me yelling
two
at,
missions.
At Taj not to get near the other, like bunch up.
God damn it, Taj! You stupid idiot! That's,
just listening to Cody's. Burp into the Ugh. Microphone all the time.
Well, he'll be here, so
why don't we just? I mean, it's
stop him.
It's completely possible for Cody to just hook it up.
Nah, that's way too much work for me to do.
Yeah, I figured he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He can't do it at all. It's yeah. impossible for him to do it.
No, I really don't. I don't think you could do it.
No.
Not at all? You don't think you could just plug?
No, he said I couldn't.
Believe in. Oh, okay.
Mike knows things.
I don't believe in
I
you.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I do know that you're not going to do it, though.
Can we actually I
You'd
can
rather
ask you,
run cords in here and hook up four TVs with extension cords.
Oh,
than
I would not want to do that.
I know.
You know how fucking hot this room would get?
One in the doorway.
Oh. No.
Move these books. I got to fit another TV.
Which books?
Everyone bring an Xbox and a 32-inch or smaller, please.
I have to mount mine. Where's clear room on the walls?
What walls? There's some. Right behind the door. No one opened the door.
Just on the door?
Yep.
Just on the door, yeah.
Half on the door, half on the walls.
Some bracing the door? Well, I hope we don't have to pee.
I just can't have coffee that day. That's all. Just can't have coffee that day.
Boom.
Boom.
What were you gonna say?
Live and direct. I was gonna ask you what the fuck do you meant by waiting a like waiting a tire, weighing a tire, air a tire.
I meant for some reason I swiped in air and it said wait.
Okay.
Because I
it was
said
even like weight isn't like weight, like the weight of something.
No, it was like weight literally like hold like on, wait.
I was like,
yeah, I have to air up a tire.
That's what I figured. And I was like, that, Mike said that. And Taj came back and I was like, does Taj know?
Like, yeah, I was all like, for a second, I was like, does Taj know like some weird slang that I don't know?
Yeah, some weird term where wait, as in like you have to wait for a tire. I was like, wait for what tire? Like, is it coming back from the store?
And
then I just assumed
that Taj was being a dick and he mistexted and I understood. That's what I went back to.
Yeah, no, I...
But thanks for explaining it. Like, it would have been really difficult for you to reply and say, nah, I meant to say air up a tire.
No, I saw it afterwards, but I was like, fuck it, whatever.
Fuck it, I'm leaving it.
I'd rather just air up my goddamn tire and then go.
Why does your tire need air? You got a leak?
I might have a leak, but I think it's just... every few months, I got to put air into the tire. It mostly changes with the seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do need new tires as well. Yeah, I do. I actually need new tires.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. That's where we're in it. Thanks for listening to the Auto Talk Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, carburetors. Yeah.
And we have
no cars have them anymore.
It's all about old cars. Mm-mm. All right. That's it for this week's Comes Naturally. We are.
God, this is under an hour. Mike.
I am Cody, as usual. You just came naturally. Assholes.